the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
And a good morning to you. It is 8:09, and it almost feels like a good day for some to come out and about. Dare I say it feels halfway pleasant out there. It is 32, and we could see some snow during the morning, though. Not going to accumulate much. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy, cold today. Temperatures will fall into the upper 20s, and we could see a high actually above freezing for a change. It'll be clear, colder tonight with a low 14, and sunny with a chilly breeze tomorrow with a high of 35. And we'll start off the week even warmer. Yes, get this, high of 45. Again, 32 now, and welcome to Birdwatch. It's sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road. Also by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. And now let's say good morning to your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Good morning, my friend.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Not bad, thanks.
Yeah, it felt like spring coming in this morning.
Oh, yeah, and there's that that edge was taken off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But I did encounter some black ice in the parking lot.
I did, too, on my street, and I thought, oh, no, is it going to be like this all the way? But then it really was okay.
So if you're out and about, be a little careful watch for that that black ice. Let's do the trivia question.
All right.
We'll get going here. Since birds have no bladder, what happens to the water content that's filtered from their body wastes? And if you think you know the answer to that question, our number's 382-4280-877-382-4280. And you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. That's available exclusively at Waddell's. You also get yourself a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a pal with you, your meal is half price. And to get those prizes, all you have to do is tell us why, since birds have no bladder, what happens to the water content that's filtered from their body wastes? 382-4280-877-382-4280. If you think you know the answer to this morning's trivia question.
Talk about something you take for granted or never actually really think about. I mean, a bird not having a bladder, you would just assume it's a regular needed organ,
yeah,
like in anything else. But we're going to see if, well, most people are smarter than me, but let's see if John in Kalamazoo can crack the code right off the bat. John, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. You got the answer for us?
Well, I don't know if I have the answer. I have a response.
Okay.
That's good enough.
In addition to expiration, I think that some of it is also included in the feces.
Our jury is considering your answer. And no, I have to say no. You're on to something. You were close, but that's not exactly correct, John.
Okay, no problem.
But thanks for giving it a shot.
All right. Appreciate the call, John. That was a good guess. In fact, that was probably what I was going to think that it was, too. It certainly makes a lot of sense. Annette in Kalamazoo, good morning.
Hi, Annette.
Good morning. Well, he just echoed what I was going to say.
it either evaporates or they use it up or it comes out logical.
With the poop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Wow, interesting question here.
And the question is, since birds have no bladder.
Okay, I'm still getting around that one.
What happens to the water content that's filtered from their body waste? And
Donna in Portage, do you think you can help us out here?
Well, I'll try.
Hi, all Donna.
Right. Hi. They can reabsorb it.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, wow.
They are the best at recycling. And moisture is so important to birds, and we've talked for years about the fact that more birds die of dehydration than of starvation, and that if you want to help birds survive the cold winter months, water is more important to their survival than is your filling your bird feeder on a daily basis.
So when you talk about the heated water, the bird baths and that, this is not just a courtesy. This is can be a life and death thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to help birds, give them water. And feeders are most important in the time of year mm-hmm. that many people take their feeders down. Starting at breeding season through August is when feeders are the most beneficial for birds, because that's when the food that was produced the year before is in shortest supply, and the birds' energy requirements skyrocket because they're building nests and laying eggs mm-hmm. and feeding babies. And so if you were feeding just to help birds, you would start here in the next few weeks and feed through the early part of summer okay. until plants have had a chance to go to seed again.
Okay. Well, Donna was looking at it from the right angle then, and that's why she is today's winner. Congratulations,
she
Donna.
She pointed out to us that birds recycle their water. What little moisture they do lose is correct through their feces, mm-hmm. but actually very little water is lost from birds. They have a system that allows recycling, and it works very effectively. For getting that right, Donna, the prizes are yours. As we say, dinner for you and the birds is on us. We're going to send you back in to Matt. He'll need some information, and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
And another sign that spring is on the way, we have some updates to the hummingbird migration. And large numbers of reports along the Gulf Coast, it appears they are coming across the Gulf in large numbers. They're not making the progress northward that we would normally expect this far into March, and some of that has to do with the very cold weather that we're experiencing. But the hummingbirds are coming across the Gulf. If you want to watch the hummingbird migration in detail and on a daily basis, the website to go to is hummingbirds.net. And an old friend of mine, Lanny Chambers, a retired Coast Guardsman in St. Louis, updates this map 2, 3, 4 times a day with emailed in first bird reports. And so it's fun to watch when the weather remains cold here to know that the hummingbirds think spring is coming. For a breath of spring, complete with flowering trees, streams, and butterflies, come to Waddell's Spring Flower and Garden Show next Friday and Saturday. Waddell's Garden Center's greenhouses will be transformed into a breathtaking spring landscape. With a raised outdoor kitchen, a unique moon gate, dozens of blooming plants, water gardens, an outdoor fireplace, and miniature gardens. Come see what's new for 2014 when you visit with reps from companies like Smart Pots, Air Max Ecosystems, Stovall Bird Feeders, Kalamazoo Master Gardeners, and others. Check out Waddell's huge discounts on garden items and be sure to register for one of their dozens of door prizes like bird feed and feeders, garden decor items, and Waddell's gift certificates. And be sure to bring the kids. They'll get to decorate a pot, plant it, and take it home. Go to Waddell's.com to see the list of over 30 free seminars, and then call Waddell's to reserve your seat. Enjoy the sights and sounds and smells of spring at the annual Spring Expo next Friday and Saturday at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. For seafood lovers, Fish Fest is going on right now through April at the River Lake Inn. Come and enjoy the freshest fish and seafood, including 2 6-ounce Maine lobster tails, including a choice of potato and their salad bar for just $32.95. Throughout Fish Fest, River Lake Inn will feature 4 of the best seafood selections on the market, including Canadian walleye, yellow lake perch, Mississippi catfish, fresh salmon, Great Lakes whitefish, Blue Point oysters, fresh scallops, jumbo Gulf shrimp, New Zealand orange roughy, Idaho rainbow trout, and Alaskan snow crab, just to mention a few. The daily selections will vary based on availability. And the River Lake Inn will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day from Friday, March 14th through Monday, March 17th. Stop out for their homemade corned beef and cabbage with boiled potatoes and carrots, just $15.95, including their famous salad bar. Going to the River Lake Inn, it's been a great thing to do since 1976. Wonderful food in some of Southwest Michigan's most tranquil country setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call, 269-432-2626.
I am going to take my wife down there sometime. Every week I hear this, and I think I've got to go down there. It sounds like a wonderful place.
The Pittsburgh prime rib is my favorite.
See,
thing.
I'm not a big prime rib guy. Filet mignon is my weakness.
Well, they've got that, too.
It is 8:22, 32 degrees, and we've got Liz in Portage calling in. Liz, good morning to you. Thanks so much for holding.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I have a bit of good news and a question. The good
we'll
news is I had the first sighting of a robin in the heated bird bath on Wednesday.
Right.
Oh, what a sight.
Yes, it is.
And the question is, Roger, how do the birds keep a balance of moisture in their body? I mean, is moisture lost only through expiration, or is it lost that way at all?
They lose, that's the, breathing is how they lose the majority of the moisture they lose. And that's why dehydration, especially in weather cold enough that birds won't eat snow. In warm winter days, birds will actually eat snow. But if the temperatures go below 15, 20 degrees, they know they can't afford to lose that body heat by melting snow into water. And so they will actually become dehydrated while surrounded by snow. And the robins that overwinter here are one of the birds frequently seen at bird baths. I have a bluebird flock that arrives at my bird bath on a daily basis all winter long. But very little of their moisture is lost through feces. The great majority of the moisture is reabsorbed as stuff transits their cloaca. That's what processes waste in a bird.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for sharing A Sign of Spring. We all need it these days.
Yeah, we do. Thanks.
It's unbelievable to see them taking a bath when it's like 3 degrees outside.
Oh, well, bathing is an important part.
They have an important reason for doing that.
I know, but
yeah.
I just love to watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do too, yes.
Great fun.
Thanks so much for the good news, Liz. Have a great weekend. We've got Carl in Mattawan on the line. Good morning, Carl. How's things in Mattawan?
Well, just fine, just fine.
Good. How can
I have a question. For about the last 3 weeks or so, we've had a male cardinal that will sit outside the window in a bush. He's about 2 feet away from it, and uh-huh. he will fly into the window over and over and over again. He's gone to different windows around the house, and probably 100 times a day he'll fly into the window and back off and fly into it again. And I wonder if you had any insight into why he might be doing that.
He has a hormone problem. it's heading toward breeding season. And he sees another male cardinal in the reflection that he sees in the glass. And that's why he doesn't injure himself. He's not flying into that window head first. If you'll notice, he's flying into the window claws first, and he's trying to attack that cardinal he sees.
See, any bird that's ever flown into like our living room window or something didn't do it more than once.
Yeah,
and Carl says it's done it multiple times, so I think okay, he's either doing it really gently somehow or coming in claw first.
No, he's hitting the window belly first because he's got his claws out trying to attract that bird. Okay. Now,
well, it's very loud. I mean, it even wakes us up early in the morning.
Anything against glass like that is really noticeable.
And but sadly, this will go on for some time since it's still way too cold for actual breeding to take place. But his hormones are telling him that he doesn't want other males. The only thing I can think of to do that may help with the problem is to cover a particular window that he's going after with newspaper on the outside of the window so there's no reflection. You've already pointed to the other problem, is that any window he gets near, he sees another male cardinal, and it makes him madder than hell.
Yeah.
And so he attacks it. And if you cover up that window, he may just move to another window.
Well, I can't imagine Carl would want newspaper hanging over the windows of his house. I mean, isn't it there a period he's just going to stop doing that?
Oh, yeah. Once breeding actually gets going, and once he has youngsters that he's feeding, or a female on a nest that he's feeding, he'll be distracted by his other duties. But right now, he's got nothing better to do than attack a window because he's got no babies or a mate to feed. And this could go on for a while. I hate to break your heart, Carl.
I guess it's the newspaper or else just live with
or
it,
or earplugs.
I mean, if it's not to a point where they're going to break the thing or something, then I guess it's probably just an interesting thing of nature. Gives you a nice conversation piece, if nothing else.
Yeah.
But this happens frequently in a male cardinal's first breeding season. Think of him as a teenage boy. And he's figured out his special purpose, and he doesn't want any other males interfering with his special purpose.
If it was only a teenage cardinal hitting my window, I had to deal with.
Hey, thanks, Carl.
Yeah, thanks so much, Carl. Well, we appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for the information.
You betcha.
All right.
The bad news is robins get involved in that same behavior. One time I parked my car to go bird watching, and I left the windows of my car open. And a robin got into my car and saw another robin in my rear view mirror.
Oh.
And I had a quarter inch of bird poop all over my dash by the time I came back and let the robin out of my car.
Oh. I suppose it could have been worse. He could have popped up while you were driving and startled you a bit. So,
hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Have yourself a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock with Birdwatch.
And we want to thank you for listening to this edition of Birdwatch, and hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning at 8 for another edition brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, also by the beautiful River Lake Inn located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news, and we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO. It is 8:30 and 31 degrees.